We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all grace and glory, give us eyes to see the invisible, dear Lord. Give us faith and hearts that perceive your presence all around us, in us, through us, and forever in eternity. Lift us and our eyes heavenward, dear Lord, that we might see the glory of your grace and the power of your resurrection in and through and for us for time and eternity, all to your glory. Amen. This weekend, our hearts are broken over the tragedy in school in Texas this last Tuesday. The pain and trauma that these families are inflicted with, for most of us, is beyond comprehension. How could such horrible cruelty in the mind and heart of this teenager seem like a good thing for him to do? We can't fathom it. What would make him do this? Is he a sociopath, or was he a sociopath where he did not have the ability to care about other people's pain? Or was he just so angry at the world, filled with evil, maybe even demon-possessed? We pray that all those children who died were Christians, so that they are now in the loving arms of their Savior Jesus, and that their parents at least have that peace. Sometimes life is only moments long. It is of vital importance that parents baptize their children and allow them to keep on hearing about their Lord and Savior. It is of vital importance that we keep our children in the Lord and away from the control of Satan. The mothers and fathers in this small town in Texas are truly shattered. Some reporters, trying to capture their grief and anguish, have mentioned that it's like they've lost a part of themselves. I envision those mothers and fathers, most of them saying, "We have not lost a part of ourselves. We have lost all of ourselves. My child is my entire life. I don't think I can survive another day. There is only a deep pit of pain and anguish. I am crushed and ruined by under the rubble of my grief. I have to force myself to take my next breath." There will be many months and years that these poor parents will need to mourn being touched by Satan's agent, his pawn in all of this. It'll take a long time. But for those parents who are Christians, the Lord will bring them through their grief and anguish, accepting that their children were God's gift, a brief gift, now taken home to heaven, whom they will see again when they go home to heaven. By God's grace, they will keep on living. They will not lose their entire life, even though their children are gone. Hopefully, what we discover through this enormous tragedy is that Christ is our entire life. We are the children of God and have life everlasting in Him. Without Him, we have no life. We are merely the walking dead marching on to judgment. Jesus has come to give us eternal life, an eternal life which no gunman can take away from us. On the day before Jesus appointed death, here he is in our text, pouring out his inmost heart to his heavenly Father. Jesus, in his most intimate moments, prays for you and me. Did you hear our names in it? I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they be in us, I in them and you in me. Jesus came to take us into himself, unite our soul with his, making us part of his life, to give us birth, much like a mother and father, where we are his everything and he is our everything. In this prayer, he describes a most amazing unity and tight relationship, as he says, the Father is in Jesus, and Jesus is in the Father. And then Jesus goes on to say, he is in us, and the Father is in him. We call this family, God's family. Christ is our entire life, which makes us family. Without life in Jesus, here in this world, our lives would be more like the days of Noah, where there was only stealing and murder and every form of sin and violence everywhere, all the time, ending in the judgment of hell. Jesus came to save us from the horrors of this life and in eternity in hell. He saved us by allowing evil people to execute him, and allowing his heavenly Father to punish him for what we have done. The Holy Spirit has made us all over again into a new people through the glorious gospel, that we should be Jesus' brothers and sisters. As members of God's family, we all breathe the same gospel air. We all drink the same water of salvation. Jesus' blood flows through all of our spiritual veins. He is our all in all. We are his, and he is ours. Jesus gives us a new identity, a belonging, a home in heaven that nothing in this world can take from us. Jesus died to live in us and us in him. As much as we love our children, it is infinitely more important that our children are God's children. A blanket of sadness covers America these days. We are in shock and grief. Can't believe what has happened. Celebrating Jesus' ascension, however, is a powerful comfort in our darkest hours. After Jesus paid for the sins of the entire world and rose in victory, he floated back up to his throne in heaven to rule all things on behalf of his beloved people. In his prayer before his crucifixion, Jesus mentions another part of his ascension. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you love me before the creation of the world. Jesus not only showed his disciples where he had gone, but where all believers will be going, to heaven. He prayed for us to see his glory with our own eyes as Jesus floated up to the clouds. On that ascension day, he still looked pretty much like an ordinary human being. When he passed through those clouds and came out the other side, his appearance changed into his divine heavenly glory as described in the book of Revelation. Oh, Jesus glowed brighter than the sun. In victory, his eyes are like blazing fire, and his feet are like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice is as loud as Niagara Falls. Jesus' purpose in coming here in the first place was so that we could be with him in heaven and see his glory with our own eyes, our Savior God. Jesus even says that he's going to share his glory with us. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. What glory does Jesus share with us? That we are his brothers and sisters. Even the holy angels in heaven are not called the children of God. What a standing he has given us. Jesus is not ashamed to call us family. Jesus prays for us to live such God-pleasing lives that our lives in this fallen world may actually let everyone know that we are the children of God by how we bring him honor. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Jesus still prays for more and more people to come to faith, be with him in heaven, and to live with him in his glory. Jesus makes a promise to his heavenly Father. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Many people in this blind world think they have all the answers, even though they do not know the God of heaven, promising peace and safety, even though there are tears of anguish that just will not end, families broken by their own sins or shattered by the wickedness of others. There is no end to the evil in this world. Suffering and heartache touches everyone's lives. What a contrast here, though. When the Lord of glory makes his Father known so that the love the Father has for the Son may be in all people, and that Jesus himself may be in all people. Even if our lives resemble Job's, losing his home, his health, his children, we will not be overcome by evil because Christ is our entire life, which makes us family. Today we need to share that good news, the good news of our Savior's love and his forgiveness in order to heal our own wounds, and also so that more hurting souls may believe in Jesus through our message. We cling to, take shelter in, and invite everyone around us to trust the good news that Christ is our eternal and entire life, which makes us family. Amen. Please rise. We pray. Heavenly Father, not only have you washed our sins away, you have adopted us to be your very own. And so give us eyes to see how precious this family is. In your grace and goodness, you have lavished your love upon us and promised us a future in glory everlasting. Be with us and comfort our hearts. Strengthen our souls that we might proclaim your greatness in good and bad days. In Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.